Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And so the nightmare only deepens. Iran's military strike against Israel yesterday was inevitable. Israel knew it was inevitable. That's because about 2 weeks ago, Israel bombed Iran's consulate in Damascus, killing 2 Iranian generals and 5 military officers. Now, put bluntly, you only bomb the consulate of a foreign state if you know that that foreign state is almost inevitably going to strike you back. If a foreign state blew up an American consulate somewhere, killing 2 American generals and 5 American military officers, we all know what would happen. The US would launch a massive military intervention against the offending nation. If, say, Iran blew up the Israeli consulate somewhere, again, we all know Israel would bomb that country. That is not, by the way, to justify these hypothetical responses, or indeed Iran's military response. Neither is it any sort of sympathy for the Iranian regime, despite the claims of many of my own critics on social media, who, like me, do actively support unpleasant regimes, like Saudi Arabia, if we're going there. You see, unlike the people who I oppose, I don't support any of these military escalations, whoever does them. I'm on team stop bombing things. A lot of bombs have been dropped this century. Oh, believe me, a lot of bombs. And those bombs have not made this world a better place to live. Quite the opposite. They have slaughtered huge numbers of people, maimed huge numbers of people, traumatised huge numbers of people, and devastated entire societies. The consequences have been absolutely catastrophic and destabilising, and in all cases spawned consequences we will suffer for generations to come, including radicalising people, something which we're not even talking about. It's a very obvious point. Israel wants to provoke a regional war. Why, might you ask, would the Israeli state want something so reckless, so disastrous, so inevitably causing slaughter on a massive scale? Well, a few obvious reasons. The onslaught against Gaza is not going well, on its own terms, to say the least. It's been over 6 months of this genocidal carnage now, and Israel has succeeded in wiping much of Gaza off the face of the earth, killing tens of thousands of Palestinians, including those buried under the rubble, and committing some of the most obscene crimes of the 21st century. It has not defeated Hamas, or even close, because it is not going to defeat Hamas by military means. Indeed, the survivors who have watched their kids and their parents and their loved ones and close friends torn apart represent a constant source of replenishment for Hamas militants who've been killed. You cannot defeat an idea, and you cannot simply strip an entire people of hope while you're slaughtering them and expect they will submit to you, because they won't. The consequences of this have been reputationally catastrophic for Israel. In all of the states which arm Israel and offer it diplomatic and political support, polling has swung dramatically against Israel, not least in the United States itself, where polling shows that more Americans than not think Israel is committing genocide against the people of Gaza. That in turn is putting growing pressure on the Biden administration to stop mere hand-wringing and start using the US's massive leverage. Meanwhile, Benjamin Netanyahu is widely blamed in Israel for allowing 7th of October to have happened in the first place, and knows that when war ends, he will be thrown out of office, and given he faces corruption charges, may well end up in jail. So Netanyahu calculates that by provoking regional war with Iran, everyone will simply forget about Gaza and Israel's horrendous crimes and strategic defeat. Israel will then can simply present itself as an embattled victim against the deeply unsympathetic enemy and seek to reverse the drastic shift against Israel in global public opinion. Pressure on the US administration to abandon its unequivocal support for Israel will diminish, and Netanyahu will stay in power, preventing him from being kicked out and going down in history, even amongst his own people, as a catastrophe and ending up in jail. So all this talk today from Western states, as though the Iranian regime just launched a random attack for the hell of it, rather than Israel deliberately trying to goad Iran, with the Iranian regime, it must be saying, taking the bait, is ludicrous. It's completely ludicrous. What Western states could have done and should have done is condemn Israel for bombing the consulate of a foreign state. You see, letting your allies behave as they wish is not really the smart move you think it is. All it does is lead to these sorts of dangerous escalations, as well as setting precedents which your enemies can also act on, encouraging a descent into global lawlessness. Now, indeed, NBC News this week reported that President Joe Biden has privately expressed concern that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to drag Washington into a broader conflict, according to three people, it says, familiar with his comments. Where did he get that idea from? Joe Biden? Must be kidding me. Ludicrous to think that Israel would be trying to do that. Now, what Biden's team keep doing is leaking this stuff to the press in a deeply cowardly fashion while continuing to offer public and material support for Israel so it can continue to unleash bloody mayhem. So in the article, it talks about how they fear this will be a wider regional conflict they're getting dragged into by Israel, hence the senior administration official telling NBC News that Biden had told Netanyahu to call that the US would not participate in offensive operations against Iran and that Israel shouldn't respond by retaliating against Iran. Well, we'll see how that goes, shall we? Because it is absolutely abundantly clear that the Iranian regime doesn't want a regional war. It's got enough of its own problems on its home front, frankly, including economic issues, massive disillusionment with the Iranian regime. That's why it's opted for an entirely theatrical mass drone attack, which you will have known, not least given 2 weeks of preparation by Israel, Arab states and the United States, that it would have been deterred. Those drones were not going to cause any meaningful destruction. Now, according to the NBC article, US officials had anticipated a response from Iran since Israel's April the 1st bombing, as it says, of an Iranian diplomatic compound in Damascus. Well, there we go. They knew it was going to happen because they know if you bomb a diplomatic compound, if you bomb a consulate belonging to another country, they're going to hit you back. Now, it says they raised questions not just about the severity of the threat, but how Israel would respond, given an overall military strategy that a senior administration official and a senior defense official, referencing internal conversations, have characterized in interviews with NBC News as poorly considered, frenetic, and with the potential to be catastrophically escalatory. It also contains this particularly wise contribution. Benjamin Friedman, policy director of the think tank Defense Priorities, said in a statement that the Israeli government had courted a fight with Iran, perhaps encouraged by the prospect of US help in going after Iran. Instead of talking about ironclad support for Israel, the president should have made clear that US support is limited and does not extend to all circumstances. He also said war with Iran would imperil US security for no obvious payoff. Yeah, well, if reason governed US foreign policy, we wouldn't be in this current mess, would we? Israel knows that it can keep getting away with anything and everything, and the US will just wring its hands, whinge privately to media outlets about how annoyed they are in order to stop their disillusioned base from not voting for them, but keep providing arms and public support. Israel's military spokesperson, Daniel Hagari, told the media that plans to attack Iran have been approved by a war cabinet meeting with both offensive and defensive action. Israel will unleash this attack knowing, just as it knew when it bombed the consulate, that the Iranian regime will respond again, and so the escalation will only increase. Meanwhile, the genocidal war against Gaza will be driven down the agenda, as well as the horrendous pogrom against the Palestinian population of the West Bank. Well, look, finally, I want to say this. The people who are again justifying this latest disgrace are the same people who've spent decades directly causing or cheering on murderous mayhem on a mass scale in the Middle East and beyond. Catastrophe after catastrophe after catastrophe. In a rational world, they would have been driven from public life and in some cases sent to prison. Instead, they are still directing Western foreign policy and demonising those of us who are tragically vindicated in the worst possible way, as though we're the extremists, we're the moral disgraces. They trapped us all in a doom loop. Unless we finally have accountability and end the doom loop, then bluntly, a lot more people are going to suffer horrendous, violent deaths. Well, I, for one, have seen quite enough death and destruction. Thank you very much. We either act and we stop the real extremists, who, as you can see, are unleashing untold horrors, or we are doomed to keep suffering these horrors. It's up to us. So we've got to be a bit more confident about it and stop allowing these people to present themselves as the respectable, moderate statesmen who know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. Look at the state of the world. They did this. Don't forget it. Please like and subscribe. Do share the video. Leave your comments. Help us take on the pro-war media as ever, or patreon.com/OJ84. Listen to us on the podcast. I'll speak to you in a bit.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.